Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
Have you ever been disappointed? Like, really disappointed? Maybe a job offer didn't come through, a relationship didn't work out, or your business didn't take off. You didn't get the house you wanted, or just general life disappointment. You thought you'd be further along now than you are. I know I have been there myself. And if I'm not careful, I can allow my feelings of disappointment to overshadow the truth of God's word, of His promises. Sometimes my feelings can overshadow the belief I have in God and the love He has for me. Here's the thing. Your feelings are liars. If we allow ourselves to be overcome by feelings of disappointment or discouragement, it can lead to disillusionment and affect our relationship with our Creator. Sometimes the things that disappoint us are there to just lead us into our Father's arms. Sometimes we have to get real with Him about our disappointment. It's not a surprise to God. So we can start to pick up the pieces and move on from this point. Sometimes there isn't a shiny rainbow at the end of disappointment we can attach our faith to. Sometimes it's just relying on who God is, who He has always been, on what He has done for us, and what we know He will do through us if we just keep walking and keep talking to Him. Sometimes it's relying on your identity in God, who you are regardless of your circumstance. Sometimes it's continuing to pray even though nothing looks different, and to keep showing up even when nothing has changed on the outside. Praying for the person who is still not showing kindness, for the challenging issue at home, for the difficult person at work. Even in my disappointment, what I love about God is that He's okay for me to get real with Him about it. As long as I keep seeking His face and keep talking to Him, I can trust that God is good. And what He did in the past, He will do again. Even if it's not on my timetable or doesn't look like the breakthrough I thought it would. In Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened." Don't let your disappointments rob you of the future plans God has for you. This is only one part of your faith journey. Keep showing up. Keep praying. Keep believing. The appointed time is on its way. If you have been through a disappointment and need some direction or God-sense advice to help with your journey, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.